This is Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan, the podcast.
From Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.
All right, I'm talking to Elaine Mullally, former election candidate, by the way, sadly unsuccessful, but did really well in the last elections. But I want to, Elaine, if I can, go to this drink driving topic. So I'm going to read this. I'm going to make loads of mistakes because the word micrograms and milligrams is all over it. In the UK, drink driving laws are strict with varying limits depending on the country. England, Wales, Northern Ireland, the blood legal limit is 80 milligrams of alcohol per 100 millilitres of blood or 35 micrograms per 100 metres of breath. Scotland has a lower limit of 50 milligrams of alcohol per 100 millilitres of blood or 22 micrograms per 100 millilitres of breath. So the bottom line is, now in the UK, they're bringing in a raft of new legislation to reduce it down to 20 millilitres, which means essentially you cannot drink anything. Here in Ireland, you can drink roughly a pint of beer. Over the course of 2 hours, you'd probably get away with 2 pints of beer. And they're also increasing, by the way, the legislature, or I should say the fines and the jail time, if you know, obviously if you get caught. And they want insurance, for example, to be a criminal offence, not a road traffic offence. So I'm asking the question, I mean, realistically, you don't get into a car with drink on you by accident. You don't bring the car to the pub by accident. You don't. This is not like, you know, you might be a little bit over the speed limit or slightly careless driving because you take your eye off the road for a second and you have an accident. That's an accident. This is something you decide to do. You make a conscious decision to drink beer or drink whiskey or wine or whatever it is and jump into a car and decide to drive it home again. So should we have a zero tolerance completely? Forget about the millilitres and everything else. And just if you're caught with drink on your in your system, that you should go either to jail or get a 10-year ban, not a 2-year ban. Or am I a little bit over the top on that? Elaine, what do you reckon? Are we taking it seriously enough?
I'd like to think we are taking it seriously enough because in the last couple of years, there has been quite a few road checks, Garda checks and stuff. So I hope we are, but I would agree in relation to zero tolerance once it's not. A woman told me recently that she got stopped and breathalyzed and she had used mouthwash. I don't know if that story is true or not, but it was told to me and she's a teacher.
There is a small alcohol level within mouthwash which will come up in a breath, could come up in a breath test. Now, it'll be very low. It's not going to, yeah.
Yeah, in a blood test. Look, you know, in my town of Port Arrington here, we saw the absolute devastation that drink driving causes. A few years back, there's the Tracy family, young Kieran Tracy. There's actually a drink driving advert every Christmas out with that family in it.
That's right. I've interviewed the family. That was a shocking story. Yeah.
Yeah. So we know exactly. We've seen firsthand how that can absolutely devastate a family and a community. It's a bigger picture. It's not just the family. The whole community was sent into shock at the time. So I do believe that we have to have zero tolerance. I would have to say it's very rare that I would meet or see somebody that thinks it's okay. So
The laws we have at the moment is kind of like, depending on how much alcohol you have, you can get a 6-month ban or possibly a 2-year ban, but that's the most you're going to get. I mean, is that really going to teach somebody a lesson? I know somebody who was caught twice and got two 2-year bans. But then in the second one, they appealed it halfway through and got the license back. So the whole system seems a bit of a joke, to be honest with you. What about a 10-year ban? Would that teach people a lesson?
Yeah. I think a 10-year ban, I think it would be, it would send a much stronger message out there that you can get a 10-year ban. And as you say, a jail sentence, I don't know, like longer terms and off the road for longer periods of time, definitely.
Nobody goes to jail unless, of course, somebody dies in an accident and somebody has drink on them. And even then, it's quite rare that somebody goes to jail, but nobody generally goes to jail. That's the problem.
No. We need that. We need that fear of being sent to jail for it. I know we've come a long way because I do know years ago people got into the car solid and would drive home. And, you know, it's taken a long time to come down to this level, but I do think we need that one last push to just completely stop anybody thinking it's okay to have a drink and get into the car and drive because
it's not.
Just not acceptable. It's not.
Okay, well, listen, I got to thank you very much indeed, Elaine Mullally. Well done, by the way, over in Poland and in Europe, representing the Irish people. You were there with your lovely gold harp and your shamrock representing Ireland. You look very well and you spoke very well and very highly of Ireland. And we look forward to the presidential election. Elaine?
Thanks.
There's a bit of a push, if ever you've had one. All right, thank you very much indeed, Elaine Mullally. Let me go to Jackie if I can. Jackie, hi, how are you?
Firstly, a great lady, Elaine. I think she's amazing, what she's doing. I follow her on social media and I've met her a couple of times. Mm-hmm. And I have to give her a big shout out. She's great and common sense. You know, it comes back to a lot of everything that she says.
Pointing out the obvious.
It's the obvious. Exactly.
Okay, but getting back to drink driving, Jackie, do we take it seriously? Now, don't get me wrong, our rules are quite strict, but people are still not adhering to them. Every year, the Garda do Operation Lifesaver and catch loads of people drink driving. You would drive by a pub at any stage or with a car park, and there's loads of cars. Those cars are not driving home on their own, and all of those people are not drinking Coca-Cola. So people are not really taking it seriously, are they?
Well, look, you can keep bringing in these laws and putting a law upon a law upon a law. It's all about whether its stuff is being enforced. And I drive all around the country. And if I say I'm stopped maybe twice in a year and breathalyzed, I'd say, and I'm maybe being generous on that. So
I haven't been stopped and breathalyzed in about 10 years. I would say.
There you go.
So, I don't drink. I wasn't worried about it at the time because I don't drink.
Yeah, and I don't drink either. But the thing that what I don't understand is that, you know, we're constantly kind of bringing out these laws, but yet there's no one enforcing them, or there isn't enough.
But there's very powerful lobby groups there. For example, many, many years ago, there was a jet. I remember the guards. Oh, this is going back about 15 years ago. The guards got into trouble because they set up a checkpoint outside a pub. Or 100 yards away from the car park of a pub. Yeah. And the pub, you know, the Vintners Association, go, oh, you can't be doing that. Now, that's really unfair targeting a pub like that. Oh, you can't be. So the Vintners and, you know, and those people, or those lobby groups and interested groups in alcohol, they're quite powerful.
They are, but you see, there's another side to this as well, Niall. You know, and if you go out the country and, you know, into villages and, you know, small rural areas, and there might be a pub there, and you have some of the elderly, you know, elder people that go and they socialize in that pub and that's been taken away from them because there is no.
But you can't have one rule. I understand the Healy Rays brought this up as well. Yeah. That, the people down the country who live, you know, miles away from one pub, they have to get there somehow. But that's not our problem. You know what I mean? That's the law.
I know, but the other side of it is there isn't enough of an infrastructure, you know, like, there isn't enough taxis, there isn't enough public transport. You know, there's a lot of other issues feeding into this as well. But I don't agree. I think there should be zero tolerance when it comes to drink driving. I definitely...
Okay, so would you agree? My suggestion was, you know, if we're to go in tandem with Britain, who are now going to increase the legislation or reduce the amount of alcohol you can have practically down to zero, and also increase the fines and increase the bans. I was thinking maybe 10-year ban rather than two. And forget about this other ban, by the way, that if it's only a certain amount, you get a 6-month ban. Forget about that.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean?
Yeah, and I know there's different circumstances and people can
drink and you drive.
I'm a non-drinker, so I'm only listening to.
I mean, even saying to somebody, "Oh, you can have one pint," that kind of tempts faith. You know what I mean? Because realistically, what you're saying to them there is, go in, drink one pint. He's sitting at the bar, and he'll go, "Gosh, I might as well have one more. Yeah. I'll be grand.
I have another one."
Yeah.
There's no such thing as a guy said to me, "I'm going to go for one." And I had always said, there's no such thing as one. I've never seen anyone just drink one pint and out the gap. You know what I mean?
Well, hang on. Stay there. Well, hang on for a second, Jackie. Morris, hi. How are you?
Niall, how are you doing? Yeah. I think 10 years would be a little bit too harsh. I think people would learn a lesson off you if you get them 5-year ban. Mm. I think 10 has shown them there's no light at the end of the tunnel. But I mean to say, and like you said, depending on the severity of how, like if a fella is only a couple of mils over, he's still as drunk as a fella that's fucking 20, 30, 40, 50 mils over. Now, you know yourself, I drive for a living, and I got my license when I was in the army at 18. I'm 46 years now on the road with that license, a full Arctic license I have. The only thing I can't drive is a motorbike. And that's my livelihood, my living. But I was stupid when I was young, Niall. I made stupid mistakes. I drank and drove when I was younger because everybody was doing it. But now, as far as I'm concerned, it's a no. As you get older, You know, you tell yourself.
Oh, so my dad did it as well. So my dad drank 19 pints of Guinness and drive us home
exactly.
in the car. Yeah,
and the car to drive home itself. You know?
That was the joke, wasn't it? The joke was, my dad would say, Ash, the car knows its way home.
Exactly. Yeah. And like even the cops would pull your dad and his generation and go, listen, Mick, park it up there and come back and get it tomorrow, will
yeah.
you?
Yeah, give us the keys.
You know, so that day is gone. So what I'd say to you now is what I've noticed, the amount of cops that are on the road pulling young fellas, and they're getting them for cocaine, cannabis, everything, because they have this eye test now.
That's right.
And the pupils are dilated. So, you know, it's gone bad. Oh, I'm not drinking and driving, but I'm smoking dope. You know, I remember seeing a sticker years ago on a car in oil as a young man, and I said, don't drink and drive, smoke dope and fly. That's how flippant it was treated, you know. But as you get older, but I think basically, look, I was told at 18 by an officer in the army, there's the keys of that Land Rover. And if you don't behave properly in that, I might as well give you a loaded gun because you're going to kill somebody if you don't behave in it properly. And I never forgot that lesson. And drink and driving is like giving somebody a loaded gun. They don't go together. We know the ad that comes out at Christmas of the family you had on. Their life and child was destroyed. And somebody went to prison for 4 years. Big fucking whoopee-doo.
Yeah.
There you go. You know,
you kind of wonder is that all a life is worth? I've had Leo Leogi on a few times too. His daughter was obviously killed as well by a drink driver in a hit.
Horrendous.
And
I remember the woman talking, Noel, and she was saying, when the nurse handed him, I didn't even realise he was dead.
Oh.
What a horrific thing for a mother to go through on that. God. Horrific.
Well, that's a whole different ball game. When you're responsible for someone's death and you've drank and drive, I'd throw away the key. I really would. But just in relation to getting caught. Morris, drink driving is not something that happens by accident. You know, you take your car with you with the intention of drinking. There's no other it's not like, let's say you're doing 5 miles an hour over the limit and you take your eye off the road for a second because something falls on the floor. You know, okay, that's stupidity. Mm-hmm. It's a lack of concentration. They're accidents. They happen. They shouldn't, but they do. But drink is intentional. It's intentional.
Exactly. And people don't realise that the more they're drinking, the more inebriated they become, and they can't make fucking proper decisions because their judgment is gone because of the alcohol in their brain.
Wow. Yeah.
You know? And that lunatic that wiped out that family had 8 points. 8 fucking points.
Well, he certainly didn't. Yeah, he certainly didn't see the advertisement for drink driving. Listen, Morris, thank you very much indeed. Appreciate you coming on Topsy. Thank you. Let me go to Paula as well. Paula, hi, how are you?
How are you, Niall? How's it going?
Good. Now, Paula, you, and my condolences, I don't know how long ago it was, but you lost your brother to drink driving.
I did. And back in 1997, he was a backseat passenger of a car and he was killed along with his friend.
Oh,
so it was two lives that were lost. And there was a lot of drink taken, but ultimately speed was the killer. You know, if he hadn't been doing the speed he was doing, he couldn't take a corner and slammed into the steel gates of the school, killing both of them. And actually badly injuring the third lad, but thankfully the third lad happened to have a seatbelt on because back in the 1990s, very few people wore seatbelts.
That's right, yeah.
You know, but I would agree with the last caller, definitely. You know, basically the judicial system let my family down because he wasn't breathalyzed at the scene. He went into court and just, you know, got a slap on the wrist and careless driving and off he went, you know, to live his life. And I remember sitting there thinking, like, how do you learn from that? You don't learn from that.
No.
Absolutely don't. And, like, my parents and family have had to live with that for nearly 30 years now. And he's out there living his life. And he didn't, you know, show any remorse or anything. And I think, you know, by right...
You'd imagine they'd even have it on their conscience. That would be enough for them. But they don't. Some of these people don't even have remorse, as you say, or have it on their conscience. They go off and live their lives. Meanwhile, you're dealing with the nightmare. Yeah.
You're living with the nightmare. It never leaves you. Not a day goes by when we don't think about them. And, you know, when it comes to zero tolerance for alcohol, I'd always say you shouldn't get into a car and drink and drive. There's no excuse for it. But ultimately, speed is the big killer on the road.
Well, they go hand in hand because if you're
drunk... They go hand in hand.
Yeah, if you're drunk, you have no idea what speed you're driving at. You know what I mean? You haven't a clue because you're not even paying any attention to it if you're drunk. So, and the same goes with just the careless driving aspect of it as well. You lose all form of concentration and judgment because you're drunk.
Absolutely.
So they all go hand in hand.
And I do agree with the last caller. Like if you have 1 pint, you're going to want to have two. But then I would look at as well, and you'd probably be surprised to hear me say this, if there's a man and he decides, well, I'm going to drive tonight, so I'll go out and have 2 pints of shandy, is he going to be over the limit? Because he's not going to endanger anyone if he's just having 2 pints of shandy or he's having a half and half or something like that. So I don't
see,
know.
At the moment, the problem we have, yeah,
completely but, zero. You
but
know?
Paula, the problem we have at the moment is right. The law states you can go out and have a pint of beer, or and it's a little bit less than a pint. But if you're mulling over the pint for an hour, you'd be fine, right? So yeah. The idea that you're letting people do that, or a small glass of wine, the idea that you're letting people do that gives them the opportunity to say, oh, well, I just had another one, you know, I just had one more. So why have that there in the first place? What they're doing in the UK is reducing it to a level where you can't even do that. In other words, complete discouragement. You can't do it at all. You're just not allowed to drink and drive. So, I mean, should, and it's an intentional thing to do. You know, you're going to a pub with the car. So, you know, you're doing it intentionally. So, I mean, should we not just call a spade here and say, listen, you're not going to lose your license for 2 years. You're going to lose it for 10 years.
Well, I would say lose it for 5 years, you know, I mean, 10 years. If it's a first offence and someone gets caught drink driving and they have a pint on them or 2 pints on them, you know, and then they drove home and got caught. I mean, it's very harsh to go and say you can't drive now for 10 years. I mean, the majority of people would say a pint or two on them are not going to, unless they were speeding, they're not going to kill anyone on the road. I don't think so anyway. I mean, I know, you know, as a child of the 70s, I know the amount of people I know who drove and might have different
days, yeah,
and had 2 pints and went home, you know, and there was never...
No, sure, I just mentioned, you know, there a few minutes ago, I'd be in the back of the car and my dad would be driving the car plastered. I remember
it
well.
Yeah, plastered. You know, but nobody was kind of... People, they were more aware that they'd drink taken, so they just wouldn't drive as fast. I mean, the biggest worry at the moment is the amount of people are driving under the influence of drugs as well. You know, so I don't think a pint really, and honestly, and I've lost a brother to somebody who was drink driving who had several pints. It wasn't just one pint, it had several pints. And if you go out and you say, right, I've had my pint now, or I've had my 2 pints of shandy, oh, feck it, I'm going to go mad. And then you go out and you kill somebody. Well, you deserve to be just thrown in jail. You deserve to have your license revoked for 10 years because you made a conscious decision to go out and drink all that drink.
Well, I personally believe, by the way, if you're responsible for somebody's death and you're drunk, you should never get your license
Absolutely.
Back again. Yeah.
You should never get your license back again. But you should, you know, I mean, there should be, you know, some sort of retribution for it. You shouldn't just be able to just walk away from it and say,
Absolutely not.
You know.
No, you should go to jail. If somebody loses their life because of your incompetence and you went out and drink and drive, well, you should go to jail. There's no two ways about it.
Absolutely, you don't. You know, you lose your license for 2 years, a slap on the wrist. It's not enough. You don't learn from that. You actually need. It just needs to be a bit harsher. But I mean, I honestly don't think a pint is that big of a deal. If you make that conscious decision to go out and have more than that, well, then it's on you. You know, if something happens, it's on you. And if you kill somebody in the meantime, well, then that's it. Lock them up, throw a key, no license. And you know, I wouldn't agree with them just being able to walk away and say, do it again, you know?
Oh, no, absolutely. I couldn't agree with you. And again, condolences. I'm sure you do think about your brother every single day. Paula, thank you very much indeed. Let me go to Joe. Joe, hi, how are you?
Not too bad, Niall. Good afternoon. How are you?
Good. Joe, I mean, okay. I mean, it is a bit extreme, I suppose, to ban somebody for 10 years just for being caught with one or two pints on them. But should we take a zero tolerance to drink driving? Because people are just not listening.
Well, I think, Niall, in this day and age, we should be doing a zero tolerance on drink driving because you see the carnage that's gone on all over the country in the last, say, 15, 20 years, and especially probably in the last 5 years, the amount of people that have died who shouldn't have died because of reckless drink driving, and not just drink driving, but drug driving as well. Because the amount of people that's taken that's snorting cocaine behind the wheel and everything like that is absolutely disgusting. And I think there should be a zero tolerance to drink driving at all costs because the last thing we want to see, like I've seen it myself over the years, I've seen people going around driving who shouldn't be even allowed. In fact, they shouldn't be even allowed to own a dog or a cat. Now, they might get behind the wheel of a car. They're just complete, utter scumbags. That's what they are. They have no respect for anyone. They have no respect for... I don't even think they have respect for themselves. So you can imagine what they're doing to families and what they're doing like to ordinary people in general. Anyone, doesn't matter who they are. They just leave a trail of carnage left, right and centre all over the place. And there should be no way that they should... There's no way they should be allowed to get away with it at any cost. There should be a total crackdown completely on it, because this has been going on now for a long time in this country. And
but yeah, part of the problem, and I have to agree with what Jackie said earlier on, part of the problem is enforcement. So you can bring in all the laws you want and say, yeah, we're going to crack down on drink driving, any drink at all. Forget about the one pint. If you're caught with any alcohol in your blood at all, you know, we're going to give you a 10-year ban or whatever it is, or fine of €5,000 or whatever you want to increase it to. But there's no point in having those laws if there's nobody actually enforcing it. So when the guards turn around at Christmas and say, oh, Operation Lifesaver was great this year, you know, we had, you know, I don't know, 140 convictions for drink driving. That's 140 people they caught. What about all the ones they didn't catch?
Yeah, well, you see, yeah, that's the thing about it. And of course, we had an incompetent Minister for Justice in the last couple of years. I'm not talking about the current fella, but I'm talking about the last person.
Hilla McEntee,
was an absolute liability. A woman that going around that said that Dublin was safe and that Ireland was safe. Like, with respect, Niall, I could imagine the amount of carnage that's been going on. We don't even probably know half the amount of stuff that's happened in relation to drink driving. There's probably a load of other cases going on that we don't know about. You could imagine if all that was to come out in the radar, it would be an absolute massacre, it would. Left, right, and centre.
I know. And it's not just, by the way, illegal drugs. It's also prescription drugs. People driving using prescription drugs is a huge problem too. But that's another day's topic, I suppose, in some sense. Joe, stay there with me because I'm stuck for time here and I've got to go to Maureen. Maureen, hi, how are you?
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Good. Maureen, drink driving, are we taking it seriously enough?
Look, we're not taking any driving seriously enough today, Niall. Because I don't live in a very big town. I'll tell you something. I'm out there and during the day. I have never seen such incompetent drivers in all my life. Driving has gone to shit in this country. I'm trying to cross a pedestrian crossing in my town, and they're coming down. They have the eventually they put the lines, the squiggly lines that tell you start to slow down now because you're coming to a crossing, because you don't know if the person that footpath wants to cross, and they're driving straight through. Twice, I was nearly hit by a car on one of these crossings. They're parking on double yellow lines. There's a warden walking around the street. He's not even slapping tickets on cars. There's a lot more going on to this. I have no problem. I never had a problem. Because I served people that used to come in to me when I was working. And many of the lads would come in, even back in those days, and they say, I'm only staying for one. I'll have a pint. I have the car. Nobody's going to crash a car on one pint of beer. Now, I don't. People will not agree with it. Or on one glass of wine. That this is the problem. So if you're going to go down this road, you're going to have people off the road because they have to take medication for their health. They have to take some kind of medication. And if that shows up, what are they supposed to do then?
I understand. But when you're taking certain types of medication, be it Valium or whatever it is, you have a personal responsibility then not to drive a car. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, but nine, you see, if the same thing goes to medication.
No, I understand that. But unfortunately, we...
That doesn't necessarily mean they're going to crash their car. The most of the traffic accidents today, when you look at it, is incompetent driving.
Oh, no, I'm aware of that.
It's as simple as that. How many lately, and all the crashes we have in this country...
Well, if you take your eyes off the road... Hold on a second, Maureen. If you take your eyes off the road or you have a lack of concentration or something falls to the floor and you reach down to pick it up...
Of course you do.
Yeah, but they're accidents. But hold on, let's be fair. They're accidents. You didn't set out that morning to do that, okay? That's an accident. We will never, ever stop accidents. There's 2.2 million vehicles on the road that weigh about a ton. They're eventually going to run into each other at some point. So that until we get to a point where all our vehicles are automated... maybe that.
No, you didn't. I agree with that. Okay, but
drink driving is intentional. It's an intentional act.
Yes, the people that go out and drink more than what they should. I have no problem with a man coming from work having a pint of beer, and I'm going to be honest about it.
Why?
Because never. Why allow him one pint?
But it just. But that's not the point. But I always get mixed up with pint and pint.
But it is the point.
But no, it is. If you're allowing somebody to have one pint, what you're saying is it's okay to have a pint of beer. So that's roughly it is. Okay.
But why going to make you crash your car?
But it doesn't matter. If the message is there that you can have a pint of beer, why not have a strong message that you can't have any alcohol and drive a car? That's just the message. None of this dilly-dallying around one pint or 1.1 or, you know, or just a little bit less than a pint and maybe a small glass of wine. But why mess around with all of that? Don't be leaving it to chance. Just say none. That's it. Done. Over. Finished. You can't drink and drive.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, that'll be the argument. I'm not agreeing with that. Because you're going to do that, you'd have to look at everything else. And this actually, when I'm hearing all this, we know, and you know, Niall, and everybody else knows, that driving today is absolutely insane.
Mm-hmm.
But now, but you see, they bring out all these laws and ban you for 10 years and all the rest of it. They are actually covering up because they're too incompetent themselves to tackle. I told you, I live in a smaller town and I'm seeing it every day. I actually had to bring that warden here in my town up to my granddaughter's play school because cars are parking on the footpath. A woman coming down with a buggy has to go out on the road. The same in the estate where I live.
Yes, Maureen, I do get it. Unfortunately, I'm running out of time. Listen, thank you to everybody who got involved in that topic. We should talk to you after this very short break.
This is Nighttime Talk with Niall Boylan, the podcast.
From Ireland's Classic Hits Radio.